obviously there's a financial crisis out there, and there is and the federal government has a large role in regulating the financial institutions, and information technology is an important part of getting regulators the right information at the right time to identify risk in the financial system, and so information technology is a critical component.
And Joe, talk a little bit about what some of the recommendations are.
All right. Well, there's some broad-based sets of recommendations, or I should say really suggestions for, you know, the administration to consider. The paper outlined three kind of broad options around establishing of a coordinated office to oversee and coordinate implementations of a financial regulatory program across multiple agencies, review and consider consolidation of some of the regulatory agencies that have grown up from the history, you know, we're dating back to the 30s. And then probably look at maybe some restructuring of the existing regulatory agencies along functional lines. Following that, the paper went into, you know, some more technical reviews about a financial risk management strategy, as well as discussing a regulatory data and enterprise architecture that could be broadly based across multiple agencies and the private sector.
And this is one of these situations where it's a classic getting the right information to the right people at the right time. And that seems to have been the challenge over the last couple years, is people almost, they didn't know what they didn't know, and that ended up blowing up in all of our faces.
Well, yeah, this is Brian, Chris. To put this in context, I mean, we have to keep in mind that the financial regulatory structure was established about 80 years ago, but the banking sector has really changed since then, whether it be, you know, new forms of securities and derivatives, whether it be, you know, differences between commercial banks, investment banks, insurance companies, and the kind of the line sort of blurring, and not to mention the expansion of the markets geographically. And so, you know, regulators in the past were created to oversee a specific type of financial service as a single entity, but these services are no longer separate and distinct. And so when you think about that now, the need to integrate and to share and innovate the information systems across the regulatory environment is become more important than ever. And you're right. At the end of the day, this is an information sharing exercise, and it's about making it work.
And one of the parts of the report that I was particularly fascinated by was, and it's under this sort of subsection of creating a data architecture that's enhanced with unstructured financial data. Explain to folks a little bit what that means.
Well, if you look at, this is Joe speaking. I mean, if you look at traditionally what we've been capturing is a fairly regulated set of information collected over a defined period of time, reported, and by the time it's actually brought into the agencies, and if it is actually shared across agencies, is quite stale. You know, if you look at from an unstructured standpoint, it's as much to do with the data as the collection process that's there, the tools and the techniques used to collect it, and the ability to have it as a kind of a domain in specific model, so that all agencies can access it. And the real key to that is real time, very, very quickly getting that information out to the various regulatory agencies.
Is there, should the SEC be sort of leading this, or should it be the Fed, or did you guys get into that kind of specificity here?
Chris, this is Brian Lorenz. No, we didn't get into that. We don't think we're legitimate in terms of defining which part of the federal government should be doing what, or state government for that matter. But just to build a little bit more on what you asked about data and unstructured data,
right.
The government today, for the most part, regulates banks using financial accounting data. And there is a recognition within the regulatory environment that they do need to gather unstructured financial data. They need to know where are loans made, to whom are they made, and what geographies of the country, and so on and so forth. And based on that, to be able to predict where there's going to be problems, because financial accounting data really only tells you there's a problem when the problem has already occurred.
Right. And that seems to be sort of the situation that we ended up with, where we found out that we had a really bad problem after the fact, rather than there was almost no one knew before that this tsunami was coming at us.
If you look at most of the data collection today, this is Joe speaking. By the time that information's in the regulator's hands, you know, they're reviewing often 6 months and 12 months old data.
Right.
By the time it works it's through the system, you know, it's well out of date. The paper did look at a few tools and techniques. As we talked about some common tools to highlight what Brian said, there's several aspects around the geographic distribution that can be applied to the data model to really show, again, in a real-time method, where our problem's developing.
And I'm actually glad you brought up, because that's exactly where I was going to go next, because that's the other part of the report that I found particularly interesting, is creating this common set of tools that that all financial regulators would sort of be able to tap into and access. And right now, there really is a sort of have and have-nots, aren't there?
Yeah, there just simply are different tools and different approaches for assessing risks. It's in the hands of the different banks, and oftentimes some banks have very, very good tools for assessing risks, and because it's they're managing their risk as a business as well. But then pulling all of that information and then being able to look at risks at a holistic, at a macro level, using that same data or pulling that data into a common tool, that becomes very difficult as a result.
One of the other areas that you touched upon but didn't go into in too much depth, but you talked a little bit about skills and specifically the government having the skills, and that's been one of the real issues with TARP is the Treasury just doesn't have the people with the right with the level of skills that they need, and they're really trying to find them, and this tends to be a big problem here too, doesn't it?
Again, yeah, Chris, actually, you highlighted another key area of the paper where we talked about the business process model driven to the implementation of these tools. And one of the clear aspects is there's a finite number of people with the skill sets. If you're going to try to bring them on board very quickly to deal with the greater volume, you've got to rely on the tools that's going to capture that knowledge base and allow other people that are coming into it to very quickly utilize the knowledge base of the others that have spent more time in the industry and have the skills.
So there is an opportunity here to bring technology and create more transparency, more visibility, and be able to have a better clarity about sort of the situation that we're in, and so we can have more information about what decisions need to be made.
Absolutely, and that'll probably come down to the way that ultimately we set up a new governance structure over this environment. But it is a very broad environment. There are a lot of players in this at the state level. There are a lot of federal level regulators, and what we're really after here is a model, processes, and technology to really enable better collaboration and innovation.